Hello everyone and welcome to The Entrepreneur's Journey. I am Andy Bryan and today I'm here with Sherilia Broadfoot, and today we're going to be talking about sole contracts, and we're going to talk about sole compass and how to follow your true destiny. I'm really excited about this show because, you know, we can learn so much about ourselves as individuals and following our soul, following our purpose and what brings us passion each and every day in life. I've had the pleasure and privilege to know Sherilia for quite some time now, and she's given me an insight into my soul, my destiny, and what's been going to be driving me over the coming years and throughout my life, you could say as well. So I'm excited to get this conversation going. Before we get started and we interview Sherilia about her story, I wanted to first of all ask a bit more about who she is and what really our soul contracts, and how do they play a part in our life?
Hello. it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me, and looking forward to everyone sort of hopefully getting something out of this. So soul contracts, basically when we incarnate in this life, we come here with a few things that we've come to learn. Obviously, when we are up in source, with source, everything is perfect. It's pure love. And so sort of we kind of almost in a way get a little bit bored and say, you know what, let's go experience something. Let's go learn a few things. And we sort of hit this jackpot when we get incarnated on planet Earth as a human being, because you know, as human beings living in a 3D world, we sort of think, oh, I'd quite happily go up to source any day and be in pure bliss. But when you're there, you kind of think, well, I kind of know what love is, so I want to separate a little bit from that and get a few experiences.
Yeah.
And so when we, you know, begin our journey to incarnate on this, on this planet, to try and cut a very long, in-depth story, because in this could be a few hours just on this alone.
Yeah.
We stand in front of the karmic board, mm-hmm. and we decide what we want to do on this planet, what we want to do with this particular lifetime.
Yeah.
And we kind of get a core curriculum, sort of, you know, this is what we're going to do during our time on this earth. These are the experiences we want. And so we talk with the karmic board, we talk with all the other souls around us, and we decide how we're going to follow through life on Earth. And essentially what happens is we get a contract. And contract sounds very, very firm and strict, but it's not really. It's sort of, it's more, think of it more as a spiritual blueprint for this particular lifetime.
Yeah.
So we agree this with the karmic board, with all the other souls that are going to incarnate at this time with us. And off we go, and we're born. But somehow this information needs to translate. And the best way to get it to translate is through sound, because, of course, sound is very vibrational. And so the best way to hold this information in these sound vibrations is through our name.
Okay.
And so every part of us, every sort of ingredient, every part of this core curriculum that we've come to experience on this planet is involved in our name. So if we look at your name, you know, sort of Andy Bryan, the A will be a part of this, the N, the D, the Y, as you hear that, you can hear the different sounds. And even if we look at your given birth name, which is Andrew, sounds a lot different to Andy. There's
definitely
phonetic vibration going on there. So this holds our blueprint, our map, our spiritual map that we've come into this world. And the best way to sort of get this across is if you think about it, each letter in your name, each sound that I just sort of spelled out, the A, the N, the D, the Y, is sort of like the ingredients of a cake.
Yeah.
The eggs go in, the milk go in, everything goes in, and this cake comes out as your life.
Yeah.
And obviously once the eggs are in, you can't take them out. So you kind of go through this journey in life with this contract. So what happens is we get, there's seven elements to your soul contract. The first three happen in sort of early life. So sort of from birth to around about that 7 year period, when you sort of go age 35 to 42, that kind of thing. And the first element focuses on our physical life. The physical things we want to attract. And the second element focuses sort of from that 35 to 42, and it's different for everyone. This is just a general rule of thumb that we're sort of talking about.
I was just going to say we won't go into this in too much detail because I'd love to find out about your story, obviously.
Yes.
Because your story is really the nuts and bolts of what brought you to doing what you're doing today and this amazing work, obviously, which you're sharing at the moment. So continue anyway, and then we'll jump into your story and find out more about your story.
Thank you. So the second element is really the spiritual development or how we sort of grow in our later lives.
Yeah.
And this sort of map pulls together the two core challenges that we've come to experience.
Yeah.
The two key talent areas that we've got to help us navigate and the two key goals that we've got that we sort of step into to sort of bring us to the next level. Combine these all, we have our soul destiny.
Uh-huh.
And that sort of rounds off everything that we've come to do. This is what the soul's aspiring to do through these other six elements that we work through. It is beautiful because the transmissions in there as well, as we have, as we go through each element, we have a beautiful transmission that goes through. And of course, there's tools and techniques because we're not, it's one thing to sort of tell you this is what's going on. It's another thing to leave you hanging. So there's all these sort of beautiful things that are going through to help you navigate and sort of give you a goodie bag of things that you can take through life. Grow and ascend, and as you said, it's a contract for life, not just for Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. Excellent. Well, thank you for giving that overview. First of all, I'm sure you obviously know a lot about soul contracts, how they work, and how they play a part in your life. But now I'd like to find out about your story. What's led you to actually the work of soul contract work, or the work of our soul compass, you know. So tell me, was there a time, we're looking at the hero's journey and the entrepreneur's journey, so was there a time in your life where things weren't exactly how you wanted them to be? You might have felt you were at a fork in the road and you wanted to do something different, you wanted to make a change, and you weren't happy with where you were?
Definitely. I think as with any sort of journey along life, there is that sort of that call to adventure, as you mentioned, the hero's journey. And that, for me, that happened about just a little over five years ago.
Yeah.
I have a background in human resources management. Mm-hmm. And, you know, brilliant career to have, lovely development, you know, sort of building up, doing wonderful things. But there was always that one little thing that was missing, that one point that never quite got me to a fulfilled life. And I kind of knew there was more.
Yeah.
But because I had a good career, just sort of suppressed that side and let it get squashed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And went through this wonderful career and it started feeling, I don't know if you've ever walked through a desert on a boiling hot day.
Not quite yet.
Yes, well, growing up in South Africa, some days do feel like a desert. But it was kind of that feeling where I just wasn't getting nourished from that career. And it took so much out of me. It really, it took a lot. And I was brought to the point of having a burnout. And one evening, I remember it was the 31st of December 2010, I finished a great contract, great bunch of people, came home and fell asleep for 4 days.
Yeah.
I was exhausted. And just really somehow through that, I sort of looked back and thought, something has to change. Enough is enough. You know, I've kind of lost that purpose, lost that will. And in that, through those sort of mists of foggy sleep, I sort of remembered that earlier on that year, I had not only had my own soul contract with the lovely Nicholas David Nann, who's now one of my mentors and good friend, but I'd also started doing the training for that, and that was the one thing that had really sort of got to me. And that sort of, it was a nagging sort of almost, that kept saying, enough, you need to do what fulfills you, what nourishes you, what gives you that passion and that spark and sort of really gets me jumping out of bed in the morning to go, woohoo, you know, I get to work with brilliant people. And that was where it started with.
Excellent. So obviously that's where your journey started. That's where you got that drive and motivation to say, look, I really want to live a much more purposeful life now. I want to be fulfilled. I want to be happy. But I imagine that journey to that place, I'd like to think it's an overnight thing, you know, that would be lovely, but we know that it's just doesn't quite happen that way. So what led you to finding that passion again and rekindling that nurtured spirit within yourself to live that fulfilled life?
Well, one of the first things is that sort of when I had my soul contract done, I sort of walked out of there and thought, whoa, there's a lot of work to be doing here. there's a lot to achieve. And I had to sort of stop myself and go, achieve. I don't think achieve's quite the word you use when you sort of start taking your spiritual development a little bit more seriously. And I started looking back over, you know, the years and sort of sat there and thought, HR served me well. It was a wonderful career. And, you know, in fact, now it still gives me, you know, there's a lot I've learned from it. But that little nagging thing with soul contracts kept coming up and sort of going, you need to do something with this. You need to really get a grip with this. And so I went through the second and the third levels of training. And yeah, definitely not an overnight journey.
If I was to ask you then, obviously it wasn't an overnight thing. You did a lot of training. You learned more each and every time you went on a course about the soul contracts. Was there ever a time when you had some doubts within the soul contract and the actual work at which you were looking into about, is this really true? Do we really have this soul contract?
Definitely. You know, sort of when I referred to that day when I walked out of the reading with Nicholas, I was numb. You know, I was optimistic. Yeah. Things were wonderful. You know, sort of like, great, you know, I've got these amazing talents. You know, I'm this great catalytic converter, so to speak, for the human soul. But how the hell do I actually do this? You know, it's one thing having this reading. It's one thing, you know, sort of having the goodie bag, but at some point you have to take those tools out and start working with them. And so for me, it was a process of bringing everything that I'd learned together, you know, the sort of the best side of my HR career. At the time, you know, sort of as time progressed, I started working and doing employability careers, volunteer management, that kind of thing. And sort of started going, the one thing that sort of kept going in my head was soul contract on this side, business development on the other side. And sort of thought, right, the two have to marry. And of course, we are sort of trained for that. So I went through doing, you know, sort of a lot of mentoring and coaching, qualified as an NLP practitioner, did Reiki, angel healing, qualified as a dream therapist. All these different things, started learning, putting them together, and sort of started realizing, well, actually, it's about helping people align personally with themselves through their personal soul contract, and then looking at their business development. What is their business name? What clients are they attracting? How are they doing it? Yeah. And getting the energies to marry each other. So we look at, the person in as an individual, because
we
are the business. And then we look at the business and we apply the soul contract principles to the business as well and get that aligned so that everything's congruent and working to the max, so that when you are on the hero's journey, you kind of have that platform to start slaying the demons.
Getting
through to utopia almost.
So what would you say some of the challenges that you came across while learning about the soul contract, and did you find the soul contract playing out in your life as you progressed?
Definitely. One of the key things for me in my soul contract, that's one of my core lessons to learn, is to come and speak my truth and to reach out into society.
Yeah.
Given that I started this journey in 2015, and we're now in the 14th of January 2016, and this is my first live interview. There's been a bit of overcoming fears and, trusting in myself, going, if I look at how my soul contract played out in my life, it's taken a lot to get to this point and to be here tonight and to be talking to you and, everyone else who's listening. So that's been a journey in itself.
I think fear is one of the biggest parts of our journey, isn't it? I mean, was it an article on fear the other day? Well, it wasn't an article on fear. It was all about our persona, but I relate that very much to our soul. Well, we've got our ego, which is our societal conditions. We've got our self, which is who we are as people, but it's our self that's in our unconscious that often fears play a part in that. But then we've got the actual shadow side of ourselves, where we're actually not aware of. It's actually hidden from view yet. Once we look at that, that's actually the biggest fear when we start to open up and follow, I believe, our true path and our destiny, which that's why I thought it'd be interesting to talk about that as well.
Yeah, it's that, you've sort of hit that nail on the head there. It's such a huge thing, because there's a lovely book by a lady called Susan Jeffers. It says, "Feel the fear and do it anyway."
Yeah.
And one of the things I've learned over the years is that, you can feel that fear, but that unconscious side, that's the shadow self, is that sort of ego that's sitting at the back of that, sort of going, you don't need to ascend. You don't need to work through your core curriculum. You can just sit there in the shadows and just play it safe. You really just hide away in the shadows. And that is also where the blend with the dream therapy, I now call that the enlightened dreamer, sounds a lot better. but that's where the dream work came in as well, is, sort of as an additional tool to say, right, there is a shadow side. We don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
But when it comes through in our dreams, in the back of our minds, here's another way to bring it out. And the soul contract body of work, sort of, in a way, if you think about it, it's like opening that can of worms of the shadow side, sticking your fingers in, lifting all the worms out, and then laying them on a table one at a time and going, here's that particular worm, and here's a path through it. And, very much bringing it out of the shadows and, again, relating back to the hero's journey, slaying those demons that you don't know.
I mean, we say bring it into light in some ways, don't we? Yeah. But I think our shadow side always stays part of our shadow. But it's actually nurturing that and being okay with that side of ourselves and who we are. Fears will always be present. Our doubts will always be present. But it's all about allowing that to be part of who we are as an individual, as part of our soul, you know.
Definitely. And that's why sort of working through this core curriculum that we have, through our spiritual blueprint,
yeah.
is more evolving. It's not sort of a linear process because,
yeah.
you know, the shadow side, the ego is going to always be there. How we work through it is a different story. And, yeah. you know, it's kind of like going through a cycle of change. It's at some point you're always going to come back. And what yeah. you've learned from before is going to help you grow and overcome the next set of fears, because there is always going to be a fear or something to hold us back. And it's how we evolve through that, how we sort of bring this up and yeah. out and get a process to sort of say, you know, this is one part of the shadow, this is another part, mm. and sort of look at our life as a diamond and deal with one facet at a time.
So would you say the soul contracts, obviously understanding who you are as an individual and a person and what drives you at a core level, and what you're here as a soul to accomplish in some respect. And I know you said accomplish or achievement isn't necessarily what we want in terms of a spiritual sense. But would you say that's really what it comes down to, along with understanding the things that are holding us back from finding that bliss and you know, seeking our happiness within that.
Yeah. Once you start working through the issues that are holding you back, those things that are in the shadow side,
yeah.
and bringing them through, the more we sort of work through that and the more we challenge that sort of ego side that's in and say, come on, let's bring more light to this. Let's see how much we can do. The more it opens up your talents.
Yeah.
And it opens you up to ascending to that next level. So
definitely.
I don't really like the word level, but it just, it helps sort of raise our consciousness yeah. up. And when we're doing that, that just opens us up more and more to grow and evolve.
Yeah.
And to break through those things that are holding us back. Because as human beings, we have enormous amounts of talent. We
definitely you know, yeah.
absolutely amazing, and it's about breaking through those barriers, so to speak, and getting to the side where we're working with the talents,
yeah,
and getting them open as much as we can, and being yeah. who we are, because that
yeah.
gives the soul the experiences that it needs,
mm-hmm.
and helps to sort of open up to the bigger, wider. Sort of woohoo, you know,
yeah.
we've mastered our destiny.
So if I was to ask now then, was there a time when all of this came together for you in terms of the soul contract and the other work that you were doing, and it was, you could say it was like a light bulb moment. Everything sort of came together and you understood the soul contract, you understood all of your work, and it really did bring that extra level of fulfillment within you.
Definitely. Sort of a while back, because this journey, it evolves, you know, you have
yeah.
good days, you have not so good days, and we're all human. That's part of the process. And there came a time when everything was just sort of collapsing and I had
yeah.
to sort of sit back and go, enough. That
yeah.
one word is just so powerful to say, you know, enough of the nonsense. Enough of this playing in the shadows with illusions, allowing false beliefs to sort of come and take over.
Yeah.
And to sort of step back and to look at myself and have to say, you know what? I am enough as I am.
Yeah.
Very huge point. And to say, this
yeah.
is where we're going for. This is calm, the passion, the joy.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to start following that bliss. So.
Yeah. So you had, I know a lot of people say the calm before the storm, but in terms of the hero's journey, you've always got that innermost cave, which is, okay, it's the calm before the storm. You have that calm moment of of preparation, and then you've got that sort of time where you have that chaos, and obviously you had that chaos, and then you were like, enough. So you found your bliss, and you found your soul contract work all coming together after that moment, would you say?
Very much so, because before that, I rattled off earlier a list of things, you know, that I'd learnt and that earlier on. And each one of those sort of was an independent unit. I'd sort of gone, oh, this is great. Now we'll do a bit of Reiki. Great. Then we'll combine that with level one of soul contract. Great. You know, we'll do a bit of divine healing. This is great. And a bit of the enlightened dreamer work. This is great. And it had been just separate things.
Yeah.
And in that moment when I said enough, I am good enough as I am, and that sort of light bulb moment went, oh. Yes. Not only do we have the tools and the excitement, to help us navigate through this life, you know, that we're living right now, but now I've suddenly realized I actually can take responsibility for it. I can take ownership, and I can direct it where I would like it to go. And I'm not doing it on my own. I've got this great big source of love and inspiration, you know, that's on my side. And, you know, we can do it that way.
Definitely. It
gets so much easier when we can surrender to spirit. So much easier.
Yeah. So if I was to ask you now, then who would you describe yourself as now, after going through this journey, as an individual, as a person, as a soul, you could say?
Oh, that's a very good question. I suppose I would describe myself as a soul adventurer.
Yeah.
Because, again, looking at the business that I've created called Soul's Compass, mm-hmm. it's about, you know, finding, following, and living your direction, your soul purpose.
Yeah.
And everything we do, we have it in a 3D world, we have it in a 5D world, wherever. We're all guided by our soul. It's our soul that we're living through. And so it's an adventure.
Yeah.
And there's good, there's bad, and there's something in between. But
yes.
Everything amounts to a really great experience for the soul. So for me, it comes together in the word soul adventurer.
Yeah, excellent. So what is it that you do today, and why do you do what you do now after having these experiences?
What is it I do today? Well, I adventure in the soul. because everything's come together so beautifully for me now, I sort of tend to work a lot more with women, but men as well. I help women plan and launch sustainable and successful businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it from the platform of the soul contract, from helping people look at their own soul contract, their own purpose, what they've come here to express in, and to help plan that business so it's aligned, so it's a soulful, spiritual, ethical, aligned business to that person.
Excellent.
And we've got brilliant things to make sure that it does sustain success into the future.
So why do you do this work then? Why do you do this for people?
There is something absolutely amazing when you can see somebody say, you know, I've got this great idea for a business, you know, that I want to be, you know, the next Russell Grant or, you know, whoever they want, you know, want to be. And they sort of go, through every fiber of my being, I want to express myself as, you know, whether it's an accountant, whether it's a tarot reader, whether it's a coach, whatever. And they sort of go, I know I've got this brilliant idea. I'm just not sure how to align it to who I am as an individual. Because a lot of people start businesses and they think, great, you know, I'll open a dry cleaning store. But actually what they really, really want to do is go and create beautiful pieces of artwork and sell them in a store. There isn't that congruence. Yeah, the dry cleaner is going to give, you know, regular income and what have you, but it's not congruent. So it's about getting that person aligned to who they are, who their business is, and then watching those light bulbs go off.
Just go off,
And just sort of, you know, when you get an email sort of 6-8 months later and they say, you know, I've sold more in this last year than I thought I would. And, you know, you sort of think, wow, you know, great. This is, you know, this is what it's about. It's giving people that catalyst to be who they were born to be.
Yeah, and live the best life they can live.
Absolutely, you know.
And excellent.
It's just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful, and it's the most calming, peaceful, beautiful.
See, that's why I love asking that question at the end, because, you know, going through your struggles, going through your road of trials, going through your story, it's a difficult process, and we all go through our own road of trials. But what, when we get to the end of our road of trials, and you could say it's never ending, but it's a cycle of life. But once we get to that place, that bliss that we have, and the reason why we do what we do, you know, we have that within our souls, we have that within ourselves, and that really brings us, you know, a deep level of fulfillment within ourselves and happiness. And it's different for each individual, but that's why we pass on our message and we serve others in the way that we do, you know. So where can we find out more about yourself and your amazing work?
Well, I have a teeny tiny little wonderful website called soulscompass.net.
Mm-hmm.
And people are more than welcome to go have a look there. I've got a Facebook page that is called Souls Compass. You can have a look there. And, you know, people, lovely to see you there. And what else? I have a Twitter account, which I think is on here somewhere.
Yeah.
And the best thing, the thing I love most is if somebody gives me a call and we can have a chat.
Excellent.
That's the best way.
Well, what I do is, as I do with all the other guests as well, is there's a link below, whether you're watching this on YouTube, whether you're watching this on iTunes or wherever you're watching this, there'll be links to all of your social profiles, Facebook, Twitter, your website, so that anybody that wants to find out more about the Soul Compass and your soul contract work, they can take a look there and find out more about what you're doing and contact you for consultation or something like that. So.
Brilliant. That's lovely.
Excellent. Well, we're not finished there. This is obviously the first part of the interview. So thanks, first of all, for joining me today and sharing your work of the Soul Compass and the Soul Contract work. It's been a real pleasure and privilege. What I'm going to do is open it up for questions. I will just say thank you again all for tuning in. We are live every, Thursday? Every Thursday at 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And 3 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're in the States, obviously you can obviously relate to that time zone. Thank you for tuning in, and we do look forward to seeing you again next week. So now let's jump to a few questions itself. I know that there's not a lot of questions specifically at this moment, but let me ask you a question. If there was anything else that you want to share about soul contracts and the work that you do, what would you recommend to people?
That's actually a good question. I would sort of recommend, if somebody feels drawn to it, if they feel that they're resonating with them, get in touch, let's chat. They can, via the website, although it's sort of primarily for the coaching side of what I do, there is a free discovery call. So if somebody wants to have a chat, by all means, go book on one of the discovery calls. And I would sort of say the key thing, you know, for somebody who's thinking about this is to think about their experiences in their life so far, to think about what they would like to achieve, and to realize above all else that there's a wealth of talents there that can really help them step into more of who they are, and to really just sort of go within, because the soul is its own compass.
Yeah.
And just to follow what always feels right at a very, very core level.
Definitely, definitely. And another question then, if someone was in a place of, you know, they weren't happy with their lives, they were in somewhat of despair, what would you say would be a good place in order for them to reconnect with their soul's purpose, their soul's compass, if they were to do that? Because I find often when we're unhappy with ourselves and what we're doing in whatever moment it might be, then it's in some ways we're not connected with our soul and our purpose.
Yes. The first thing to remember, and it's a very difficult one for people to grasp because it's slightly counterintuitive, is that there is no such thing as a bad experience. No matter how destitute we are, no matter how bad things are going, there's always a way. There is always a way out of that. And the key thing to do is, you know, when the world is falling apart and you're sort of thinking, oh, I need to do something quick, you know, do this, do that, as we're trying to do, is to actually go, you know, it's time to stop. It's time to take a step back.
Yeah.
And it's really just to be still, to reconnect with that space inside.
Yeah.
Just to say, you know, just for like a few minutes, we can just let the soul come out and just let the soul guide. And just sort of listen to that still, quiet voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to sound weird, some of the things it tells you. I don't know what I was Googling for something. I was trying to look up something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across Healer Zone.
Yeah.
And through that, I came across you.
Excellent.
You know, it's little things like that. But if you're in that quiet space where you can allow your soul to come out, it's going to put you in the right place at the right time. All the time, no matter how weird it sounds, go with it, because that's going to get somebody out of that place of stuckness and despair.
Yeah.
And you know, there's always a rope, a ladder, a boat, a helicopter, you name it, there's always something to pull that person out of that despair.
Yeah.
As long as they can go within and listen.
So obviously the meditation allows you to realign yourself with who you are and you know what's deep within you, you know what's really going to be driving you, which made me think at that moment actually about sometimes often looking for that external thing that might bring us happiness, you know, that bright shiny object syndrome a lot of people talk about in business, and it's really taking that aside and saying, look, I know that sounds amazing, I know it sounds incredible, but what I need to do is take that step back, realign with who I am, meditate, give myself some free thoughts. You know,
definitely. And it's creating it, that shiny object, you know, it's great to have, and there's nothing wrong with having it. More than welcome to it. But it's going to be a very short-lived feeling of, yay, I've got a shiny, bright object.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, it's going to be another new, bright, shiny object. You know, at that stage, you've got to ask yourself, is this sort of shiny, bright object filling a gap, or do I really, really need it?
Yeah.
And if you're sitting in that space of stillness, suddenly that fulfillment comes from within. You get to trust deep within you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can use your body as a barometer. If you're not too sure, you know, sometimes the shiny thing is what you need. Who knows? I don't know. But more often than not, it's filling a gap.
Yeah.
And if you're trusting from deep within,
yeah,
that's going to be longer lasting and more true to who you are and more aligned than the shiny thing.
Excellent. Okay, one last thing to end the show and end the interview would be, what would you recommend one thing that people can do today or tomorrow that can really help people align and connect with their souls?
Meditation.
Yeah.
Meditation and a little bit more meditation.
Excellent.
That would be the one key thing, and just really let the soul come out and play.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
Excellent. So take on that adventure, like you spoke about earlier, the soul adventurer.
Absolutely. Life is an adventure.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you for coming along and being a fantastic interviewee, you could say. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show and talk about soul contracts, soul purpose, and I would say more than anything, living a life of true purpose and passion, what we're here to really live and be, you know. So it's been a pleasure. Thank you again for coming along.
My pleasure, and thank you very much. And to everyone out there, stay blessed.
And one last time, where can we find out more about yourself and your work?
soulscompass.net. And please, 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 you know, book a session, because I love chatting. It's so much easier to talk through this.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, and we will see you all again next week. And with that, I will say bye for now.
Bye.
The Entrepreneur's Journey. Create your empowering business story. Interviewing successful entrepreneurs from around the world to share their inspiring journey to success. Tune in live every week for your weekly dose of inspiration. Visit www.theentrepreneursjourney.tv for previous episodes.